Well, it wasn't. I don't think the. I think the. The blackface part of it. They thought we're making fun of the Negroes. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't that. I don't think it was. I should think they'd feel it an honor. It was just that you could get the way sometimes the black people talk. Some folks naturally are well educated. They talk real good, but there's that little drawl to it, mm-hmm. you know, that you could get into your when you're telling a joke or something like that, or anything. You could get that drawl into it, made mm-hmm. it sound funnier, you know. See.
Uh-huh.
So no, I think it was too bad because they cut them out.
Do you have any idea how all of this started? Because of course we didn't have black people around here or Negroes around here in the days when minstrel shows became popular.
No.
So it wasn't like we were.
It just we pulled it really from Al Jolson's business, I think. Al Jolson was a white fella, and he blackened up,
uh-huh.
and put on that Jolson song. I don't know if you ever heard of him or not, uh-huh. Manny, and so forth,
yeah.
you know.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And it was considered. I don't know just how it did start, but they were putting them on all around, Mr. Jingles and Mr. Jangles and so
right.
forth.
Right.
And you could get a lot of fun with it, and but we used to have we used to fill that hall two nights down there, and people called it the Spring Tonic.
Yeah.
They used to always look forward to that show.
Huh.
And we had a lot of fun. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if the shows will revive. The minstrel shows won't. I don't think. But although I don't know, but they. They were talking about it here during the parade, you know. Do you see the parade?
Yes.
We had a lot of the minstrel show costumes on there, you know,
yes.
that I wore.
Yeah.
And those were different things, and it kind of aroused the talk about it, so that I wouldn't be surprised if they attempt another one.
Huh, that would be neat.
A variety show, you know, uh-huh. people there.
That was the Lions Club float that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That had all those costumes.
Yeah.
Right, right. Do you know, there are a lot more things I'd like to talk to you about, but it's going to, I think I'm going to wear you out, and I think I should.
And a dog would get down there, you know, right across from where, just at the entrance where you go up to the street before you get to where Jane Bottom used to live, that big house.
Yeah.
Sit right there on that cement, you know, see, and he'd do that. Ooh, you know, see, just like if somebody died, you know.
Oh.
You've heard that expression when
right.
a dog howls.
Right.
He was sitting out there, and we said, open that door, Dave. So we lit one of these cherry bombs, you know, see, that round one
uh-huh.
with a fuse on it. We lit it and threw it. And it rolled across, right across the driveway, you know, right across the street. And you could see the dog kept looking at that thing coming, you know,
oh,
see.
No.
Then all of a sudden that thing, boom, you know, see. That dog humped his back up in the air, and he went up the street, and you could never get him down Main Street.
Oh,
oh, dear.
They're big dogs.
And we used to come up to the house there when we were up on Willie Hill, and he'd get out, you know, in the moonlight night, you know, and right outside of our house there in the door, and he'd do that howling, you know, say, well,
I didn't know St. Bernard's howled like that.
Oh, huh. Yeah. Awful mournful howl. So I get up this night, I don't know what time it was, midnight or 2 o'clock, and we were burning coal. I opened that door gradually, and he was right out there in the open, and I threw a chunk of coal out of there, and it hit him on the rump or something, mm-hmm. you know. He didn't know what struck him. And he went down that hill to beat the band. Well, from then on, every time Ernie, Belanger, and Mary used to come up and walk up for mm-hmm. exercise visitors, the dog would follow him along, see? Well, he'd get just about halfway up the hill, and he'd sit right there, and he wouldn't go any further. They couldn't understand what it was. We never told them.
That's amazing. Well, I'm going to